quite a bit of hot political news this week. President Obama became the first U.S. president to publicly support gay marriage. And the Washington Post reported that five high school classmates of Mitt Romney said that he led an effort to bully a gay classmate back in the 1960s.
Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington, joins us now to talk all about it. Hiya, Gordon.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Why don't we start with the president who said he supports same-sex marriage? How's that going to play with voters?
Good question. A new USA Today Gallup poll says that 51% of the American people are with the president on this. 60% say his support of gay marriage will have no bearing on how they vote in November. We know it offends older voters, especially older African-American voters, but younger voters are with him. There have been three Gallup polls over the past year. I just looked them up. 71% of the voters 18 to 29 are for legalization of gay marriage, in spite of the fact that 31 states are banning it. And the president needs these young voters in November. Now, the question you'd ask, does this hurt the president in the states that are in play, like Virginia, Florida, Ohio, North Carolina? As you know, North Carolina just voted to outlaw same-sex marriage by constitutional amendment, even though it was already banned in the state. Talk about making a point. And that's where the Democratic National Convention is going to be.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Post story that got all the buzz this week. Mitt Romney has neither confirmed nor denied that he bullied a gay classmate in high school. A lot of folks are asking if this will affect him in the election, and I think a lot of others are asking, should you be judged as a middle-aged adult of what you did in high school?
Well, some of us, I speak only for myself, are trying to forget what we did in high school. But in any case, Romney says he doesn't remember. He says if he did it, he apologizes. The Post story was a long takeout. Apparently Romney, according to the Post, some of his prep school classmates held down this student, cut off his bleached blonde hair. They were on this kid for his nonconformity and presumed sexual orientation. Paper recounted another incident which Romney shouted at a girl to a different student who years later came out as gay. But Romney said, look, I participated in a lot of hijinks, a lot of pranks during high school. Some of them may have gone too far, and for that I apologize. Doesn't remember the incident with the hair cutting, doesn't dispute that he happened, stressed that he didn't know either student was gay, and my guess is it's going to go away.
Okay. Thank you, Gordon. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Watch Inside Washington Sunday morning at 9 on ABC 7.